This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to engage or indulge, whichever, maybe both of those words actually are applicable here, as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the new talk media at talkers.com. You'll find these 10 stories from this week all lined up. It's very interesting how they do this. They actually have numbers and words next to them that explain where they are and what their import is. So we have a people list and a stories list. And here, to help us understand what's going on in our wonderful country, America, great country, we have Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who usually takes the reins, goes through the story list. We talk about some of them, some of the issues here, and maybe ancillary issues as we try to create a good talk radio program, Michael.
We try to make it a meaningful listening experience for our beloved audience. And I never stopped and thought about the fact that we have numbers and words lined up together. That's sort of an
fabulous,
alpha numeric thing.
Right.
Here we are. At number 10, these are the stories. The World Series and Halloween. World Series was the third least watched World Series in history.
Really?
I don't know. That is kind of interesting, actually. Well, I mean, Game 7s, you know, I've lost interest in baseball over the years. I'm much more of a football fan.
Yeah,
as a kid, I love baseball. But there's nothing as exciting. No individual sporting event is as exciting as Game 7. When there is a Game 7 of the World Series, and we had that. And it was quite a thrilling game. So turned out okay, and for all our friends in the nation's capital, hey, after 1924, you haven't had a World Series champion. You got one now. Enjoy.
The Senators, do people even remember the Washington Senators? They call them the Nationals, but they used to be the Expos. Follow that train.
Yeah, well, the Nationals were the Expos out of Montreal.
Right.
But the Washington Senators, there were two of them. There was the one from Damn Yankees fame, if you remember the musical Damn Yankees. And then there was the one that moved to Minnesota and became the Minnesota Twins. Okay. At number nine, we have the Katie Hill scandal and her resignation, the story that brought us such terms as thruple and revenge porn.
Did you see pictures?
At number eight, Brexit delayed. We have a new term in the lexicon, flexstation.
Yeah.
And we have the Boeing CEO's testimony.
We got to talk about that. That's there's something really underneath the surface that isn't being talked about. Very important. All right, keep going.
Well, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that story. Number seven, we have China trade talks, the APEC summit canceled, and the economy all tied at number seven. They're all related. And number six, health care reform, immigration reform, and race relations. One of the things that unites all those subjects is nothing is getting done on them at all in Congress.
Nothing getting done on anything.
No, it's become totally a reality show. At number five, Facebook, Twitter, social media issues, very important stuff. Number four, really important, California wildfires and climate change. Number three, the 2020 presidential race. At number two, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed and the Syria troop withdrawal aftermath. That's number two. And number one, what do you think? The impeachment process and the Ukraine scandal. The people that make up our survey, number 10, Boris Johnson tied with Dennis Muhlenberg. He's the CEO from Boeing. Mark Zuckerberg at number nine. He's the CEO from Facebook. Number eight, Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, and Katie Hill all tied at number eight. At number seven, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Number six, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Baghdadi, rather. Nancy Pelosi at five, Joe and Hunter at four, Adam Schiff and Rudy at 3. Alexander Pinman.
How'd you like to see have both of them in the same room?
Sort of like Predator meets Terminator.
Yes. Right. Godzilla versus...
It was actually Alien versus Predator. Every time I see a picture of Adam Schiff, Trump's mad methodology works. I always think, Shifty Schiff. And I hate myself for that.
Schiff came from my hometown. He grew up in Framingham.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play with him in
He's younger than I am. He's more my daughter and he are friends. Because it turns out that he represents her district in Los Angeles, and Megan has been active in politics. And the first time they met, he wanted to know where the people in the room were from, and she said Framingham, and that lit up a whole conversation between the two of them.
Wow.
So anyway,
as they say, it's a small world.
It is.
At number two, Alexander Vindman, Bill Taylor, and Tim Morrison, and number one, Donald Trump. And that's it. This is basically a snapshot of stories, topics, and people that are part of the national conversation in America on the radio this past week.
To bring you into and bring you around to something that we dance around the discussion of the credibility of some of the news talkers and the news talk, not stations, but hosts and where they go and how they present themselves. Number one, they have to entertain the audience in order to be successful. So how do you do that? And what are the results of doing that? And it looks like there's a very interesting retrospective, if you will, or introspective look at, and it is inside, but it's not really inside. A lot of people who listen to the format read talkers at talkers.com every single week because they want to know what's going on in their favorite stations or with their favorite, the topics and the stations themselves, the format. So you have, and the editors, the other editorial staff, have put together an overview that's very helpful in explaining what ratings mean and where the news talk format is in terms of the ratings. And because of all of these things that we're talking about, maybe driven by impeachment, I'm not sure, you probably have analyzed that, We're the number one most listened to format in the country. And so is it because of the focus on one or two issues like the impeachment, or is it people are curious to hear what these good personalities have to say? What's the reason for the news talk format doing as well as it is in the ratings?
Because people want to hear traffic on the 8s. Just kidding.
And weather on the 10s, yeah. Right.
They want to hear the school closings and lost dog reports.
There's something to that in the local.
In all seriousness, Donald, look, first of all, I've been asked this question for the 30 years that we've been publishing talkers. What is it that makes News Talk Radio so popular? Or, well, all right, when the O.J. Simpson trial is over, what are you going to talk about then?
Nothing to talk about after that.
Right. Yes. So this is not because of impeachment or because of any one thing. We live in a very, very exciting world, and people are mature, meaning the demographics are such that we're not a teenage society. We're a mature society. The millennials are coming of age, and the boomers are very invested in the status quo. They're invested in the economy. They're invested in politics. They have issues. And talk radio serves that. I would say recently, for the last 3.5 years, this process has been boosted by the presence of one individual walking on the planet, and that is Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very interesting as to how we understand or don't understand what he's really all about, because he's so unique, or at least in the modern era, he's unique. There have been others who have been very colorful, if you want to use that term. I don't use that term. I have another term for him. It's not derogatory, but I think it is accurate. But then you go back to some of you studied American history. Look at some of the presidents after we got through the first 3 or 4 rounds of presidential elections. There weren't a lot of stellar characters. Remember, back then there wasn't the kind of communication that we have today. So you'd think with additional communication or improved communication, we'd get better leadership. In fact, I don't think that's the case at all. If anything, we can make a case that the leadership is worse because maybe the pendulum has gone the other way, Michael. Do you think in terms of information or focus on information or maybe too many informational sources? It used to be not enough. Now,
well, I don't want to say too many. I don't want to say too many. I want to say there are many, and that makes a change. We have to get used to it. We're very, very, very involved with, connected to, and respond to, and affected by how we communicate. So the revolution in modern communications, the speeding up of communications and the additional channels of communication and the easy access to major platforms for the average person, not only as a viewer, listener, or reader, but as a performer, as a pontificator, has changed the way we're wired and the way we react to things that have always existed. There have always been, you know, strong men and weak men in the Oval Office. And during their time, they were controversial. The two Roosevelts, Teddy Roosevelt and FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, were in their time every bit as confrontational, conversational, very controversial as is Donald Trump. Look back at Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt especially, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, FDR. FDR had enemies. They thought he was taking over the country as a king. He was elected four times.
Right.
That concerned the Republicans, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, of course it did. What was it, the 18th Amendment that limited terms to two?
Yeah.
New amendment limiting terms to one. 6 years for president, 6 years for senator, 6 years for House, and that's it. You're done. We need a real... I think there are people that will throw rocks at the radio now, but I think that we could make a good case, good conversation about having a constitutional convention because the number of states who want to change things, even to the simple stuff like daylight savings time, changing that state by state is something that now is happening because people don't like it anymore. It's
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. There are lots of things that are ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It's so
stupid.
Need
to be addressed. It needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Here's something else that needs to be addressed. How you're feeling and moving around. There are lots of people, thousands of listeners who are finding ache relief by going to the website achefree.live. What you'll find there is an explanation of what Joint Formula 14 does. The company is called Sierracil. They produce Joint Formula 14 for humans, and they have a product called Leaps and Bounds for your pet. Same feel better formula. It's good for humans. It's good for your pet. So my dog Daisy May, for example, when I got her from, rescued her from the puppy mill, she couldn't talk. Oh, she couldn't talk. she didn't talk well, but she couldn't walk. And I put her on Joint Formula 14, and now she does. Well, I didn't do Leaps and Bounds. I just gave her the same thing I was taking. And she can go. She does the Leaps and Bounds all over the farm. It's fabulous. Happens well. For those of us who are getting a little older and we got a few aches and pains, this is relief, man. This is relief. Or your money back. Go to achefree.live. That's achefree, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. And get rid of the aches and the pains. Go online right now. Get details as to how it works. And take advantage of the special offers. Just use the DJV code. DJV code, money back guarantee, and you get, I think it's $29 a bottle for what usually is $39. I think that's the deal right now. Feel better or your money back. Go to achefree.live and get Joint Formula 14 for you and Leaps and Bounds for your pet.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we go through the charts that were assembled by the folks at Talkers Magazine under the leadership of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, we go through some of these things, and we also digress into how it's done, if you will. One of the things that I am interested in is something that I used to do, but I don't do it. Well, I may do some of it this winter, and that is go to town. When you have an affiliate or you have a station, if you're on a local station, doing things that bring the public in. And I noticed that Bill O'Reilly is doing what Rush Limbaugh used to do, and that's go visit the communities. And O'Reilly, the story I saw on Talkers was about him coming to Boston to his affiliate WRKO. He used to be on, he wasn't on RKO, he was on the FM station, I think, wasn't he? I don't remember what station he was on, but he did a daily talk show for a couple of hours while he was doing his TV show. I thought it was quite good, frankly, because it was different. Anyway, now he's doing, what is it, a 15-minute daily commentary, sort of like Paul Harvey used to do?
Yeah, kind of a Paul Harvey-esque thing in terms of the configuration of it. It runs a lot of places at noon and for about 15 minutes, and it's his take on the news.
Yeah, and it's basically a lengthy commentary. O'Reilly, who cut his teeth, frankly, in Boston, that's where he got his start as a news anchor and a newsman, and then he went on to do, what was it? Even Inside Edition, I think. Didn't you do that for a number of years?
Yeah. One of those, sort of quasi-entertainment shows.
Right. And he was at the last Talkers convention, too.
Yes.
I'd forgotten how tall he was.
He's very tall.
Yeah. He's showing a little sign. I don't mean how old he is. He may be our age. I'm not sure.
I think he's at least 35, 40 years old.
Yeah. At least. But talk about how this is done. Why radio stations want to bring performers in. Like, I remember being the host when Limbaugh was getting started, and we had a big thing when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati. It was like a 3-day affair. So when people like this come to town, what does it do to energize the base of the radio station and the station itself, Michael?
Well, I mean, these are celebrity performers, and it's always nice to have them indicate to the audience that there is somewhat of a relationship between them and the station. One of the problems that radio faces in the age of syndication is that some people believe that it's just canned and it's not part of the community and mm-hmm. it's not part of the fabric of what we call in the industry stationality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's why not? Why wouldn't you, if you were a radio station, want to have somebody that's nationally famous, but you carry their show, pop up in your city and make a live appearance someplace and be identified with the station?
Well, behind the scenes, sometimes there are concerns. I remember when Limbaugh, this is 1980, I was at that station, 88, 90, 91. In 1989, after he'd been on the air for a year or so, he started doing these round table things and going to cities. But we had the station hired an auditorium that had 6,000 seats. And up until the time Limbaugh showed up, even though he was immensely popular on the radio, it was hard to sell those 6,000. I remember the boss was sweating, making sure that but he wanted me to talk about it all the time on my program to promote it. And I did, you know, pretty much hourly. As a matter of fact, a couple times a week, I'd have Limbaugh on to talk about what he was talking about and then to plug his appearance. And the guy running the station was sweating, filling up all the seats till the last minute. We did, but it was really a very interesting reality. It's one of those behind-the-scenes things.
Everybody who produces something sweats it out when they're trying to sell the tickets, unless you've got, you know, the hottest act in the world.
Yeah.
Ticket sales are hard. Yeah, that's why that's what they call promoters. They have to promote it.
Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff around now, too, to occupy people's time in terms of evening events, that sort of thing. There's so many things. Yeah, I can understand that. We continue with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here for this week. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
Republicans blasting the resolution to advance the impeachment process, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise calling it a Soviet-style process. The economy creating a better than expected 128,000 new jobs in October, according to the government's jobs report just released. The jobless rate edging up to 3.6% from a 50-year low of 3.5. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly performance or appearance of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aimed at giving you, the people who follow all these stories and discussions, a little insight. So, with that in mind, I want to do one more thing before we go back to the chart. And that's talk about personalities, okay? Mm-hmm. Where did Michael go?
He's here.
Oh, okay.
I gave you a subtle,
Okay. So
actually, it was more like a,
Go ahead. Personalities, the people who do ensemble shows, in my estimation, always seem to reveal more about themselves because of the ambiance than do the people who are singularly hosting a program. Maybe there are a few exceptions, but I guess my question is, Do you think, as the chief studier or follower of the format in our country, that people who have their own singular approach to things talk more about issues and less about themselves? And if it's an ensemble cast, do we find out more about the people who are on the show? I mean, we find out a lot about their thinking about the issues, but do we know more about people who have a number of folks on the air with them than those who are singularly approaching their jobs?
What an interesting question, and hadn't thought about it too much up until this moment. Mm-hmm. I would think that maybe when you're an ensemble show, the nature of the show is more social.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you do last night, and what movie did you see, and how's your relationship, and how's your dog?
Right.
Than somebody who's on by themselves and only dealing with guests who are not that familiar family that's together every day, or
right.
callers, which can, in some cases, callers tend to become part of the ensemble. We used to have a thing in radio, you know, don't have the same person on every day, and don't let the regulars dominate, but
yes.
it seems that in this modern era, it's harder to get calls because
yep.
people are not
good
so
calls.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you have to hope you get really good regulars and they
yeah.
become sort of like the zoo, the ensemble. But I think mm-hmm. it's the nature of a group of people being together in the same studio or face to face through electronics every single day brings out the kind of chat that lends itself to what's your life like as opposed to where do you stand on the impeachment?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. I think
yeah.
it does reveal more. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, impeachment, California and the wildfires, Twitter bans, political ads, the presidential race, all kinds of things going on. Those are the highlights. Find the list at talkers.com. So I want to have you and I engage in a conversation about one of the great American corporations seemingly melting before our very eyes. And how the media, the news media, and the media in general are treating the story of Boeing and what's gone on. I'm frustrated by it and saddened by it because, as you know, I fly a lot, but I take pride in riding on a Boeing plane versus an Airbus. I have, it's just, some people think I'm silly. Most people don't even know what kind of a plane they ride on. I think that's changed with the advent of all the focus on the Boeing 737 problems and what they're doing or not doing to fix it. Those of you who know or listen to follow this know that those 737 MAXs are still all on the ground. They will not take to the air until the international regulatory community certifies them. Several airlines pilots unions have taken votes. American is most notable. They were the first ones to take a vote telling management they weren't going to fly the plane, so you better park them because we're not going to fly them. And then Southwest followed, and then other airlines around the world. So now this guy who runs Boeing is invited or told to show up on Capitol Hill. His name is Muhlenberg, to talk about what's going on. And the day he shows up, Michael, there's another huge problem that develops for Boeing that has nothing to do with the 737 MAX. The earlier, there have been four iterations of the 737 since it was first built in 1967-68 in that area. Now, what they call the 737NG, which is new, next generation, that was the plane before the MAX. It's the airlines are finding cracks all over the fuselage of these planes, the older ones especially, that have flown 30,000. They gauge planes and their wear and tear on how many takeoffs and landings they've had. So the edict has come out from many different governments. If you've got a 737NG with more than 30,000 trips, you better be checking them out. And on the day this guy showed up, there were 38 aircraft that were inspected, and the fuselage had cracks in them. So a number of airlines have grounded those planes. So, you know, you think about what's gone on here. It is a great story of human avarice, greed, management, and then the politics now of getting on board. One wonders, when you think about the credibility of the congressman asking Zuckerberg, remember when he was before them a few months ago, and many of them wanted to talk to him about their iPhone? So whether they have any expertise or not about how planes actually operate, this is kind of a sad story about the number one, in terms of dollars, exporter in America. And how does it play out on a good talk radio conversation?
Well, there's not that much conversation about the Boeing. It is in the top 10, but it's not, you know, most of the things in the top 10 are not getting a lot of attention because of all of the focus on the impeachment process.
Should they? Do you think that people are missing an opportunity to bring more folks into listening to their programs because they
I think that a broader array of topics carefully done could be better. In terms of for the country, yeah, it'd be much better for the country. But you said before, you're weighing the entertainment factor versus the education factor. And somewhere in the middle, there's a happy, blending of the two. And it's always moving. But do you remember back in the 70s, during the age of malaise and the gas prices and the shortage and everything seemed like the world was falling apart? One of the issues that made it seem that the world was falling apart was the DC-10s were falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Do you remember the whole DC-10 thing?
I remember vividly the DC-10 American plane as it took off from O'Hare.
Chicago. Yeah.
The plane, the engine fell off
on
one side. The plane went over on its side, and that was the end of that.
Yeah. So we have gone through periods where there have been, a bunch of airline disasters with one particular model plane or whatever. They get old. The problem is if a plane is too new, you worry that it hasn't been proven in flight.
Yeah.
And you can have the DC Max problem. I mean, the Boeing 737 Max problem, where there's new computer systems, the pilots aren't educated to them. So you don't want a plane that's too new because, there's a certain comfort in knowing the plane you're flying in has flown, X hundreds and thousands of time.
Well, that's case. That was the thought of the 737 because it's been around in a generic form for 50 years. But
yeah, but they made some really severe changes.
Yeah,
that
didn't work.
But the other thing is that when a plane is under the stress of flying, and when you land, boom, the plane shakes and it's quite a jolt. Every one of those landings, they're not seamless and smooth all the time. So planes are mechanical. They're analog vehicles. They're machines. Things get shook up, and I always get kind of wigged out when my tray top doesn't work, or the seatbelt isn't in right. I'm saying, if the tray top's not working, what the hell's going on in the landing gear? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an issue. What it comes down to are corporate greed and the question over how much should the government be regulating private industry. Because, you have a lot of people going to keep the government out of business. Anything the government does is bad. And that's the real conservative view. And then you have the overly liberal view where you want the government running everything to protect the people. And the fact of the matter is that big business and big government can't be trusted. Neither one is the solution to the other one's problem. They have to operate in balance with each other. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that in terms of the issue of how much should the Federal Aviation Administration, the federal government, regulate the airline industry. And clearly, there's a need for regulation. We're in a deregulated period in terms of the airlines. And that goes all the way from operations to manufacturing. And where Boeing made its mistake is it was so anxious to get this thing into the marketplace to compete with the aforementioned Airbus company that you mentioned, that they took it to the market quicker and sooner than they should have. The other problem was they covered up, or at least allegedly, these problems. They swept it under the carpet, which is crazy because one crash like that can destroy a multi-billion-dollar company, and you pay the price. And they had a second accident, and they continued to try to cover it up that it's just a coincidence. Yeah. So they're really in it quite deeply right now, and frankly, they deserve the heat. Look at what they've done.
Another example of the collusion, and I won't go off on this, but I do the American Family Farmer Show, actually in large part thanks to your encouragement several years ago, because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So every week we take an hour to try to promote the American Family Farmer, family, food, the farm, that sort of thing. And this week our focus was on the new regulations that govern hemp and its usage in the country, coming from the government, the federal government, to the state governments. And I will tell you, it is a complete and utter disaster for Americans that want to embrace using non-drug pain relief and also for the farmers who are trying to survive. It's an absurd, it's more than absurd. It's just beyond belief that these people are this tone deaf to what the public wants. But again, back to the collusion of big pharma in this circumstance and big government. Pharma influencing the whole, all the regulations, everything that's being done. And the public is outraged because you know as well as I do, there's lots of support now for using CBD oil and things like that. But it's just another example, Michael, of what you said about big business colluding with big government, and the public gets it in the shorts.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of everything having to do with hemp and marijuana, boy, is that a recipe for corruption on local governments handing out the licenses to these very lucrative, potentially lucrative businesses of dispensaries.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, but then again, it's what the public wants. And this at least legalizes and gets it off the black market, much as anything else.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about the merits of legalizing it. I'm talking about some of the pitfalls that you have to in the follow through of keeping it from falling into from underground corruption, meaning the black market, to overground corruption, meaning the municipal government, mayors and city councils giving licenses to their buddies to be able to sell this stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe the difference is the company I'm involved in just got one of those, and it took us a year, where everybody else was getting them in 4 or 5 months. I don't know what that says about the process or about me and my partners, but it does speak to the fact that we didn't grease anybody's palm, and that may have been the problem. Mm. All right. Let's take 60 seconds, then I want to talk about who you have on your Michael Harrison podcast this week, someone that I find very intriguing right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If your goal is healthier living during the school year, here's some good news.
Some minimal kinds of changes can make a big difference.
Internal medicine specialist Dr. Vandana Vide says your first assignment can simply be to subtract sugar from your student's diet. Focus on sugary soda drinks and other highly concentrated sweet treats.
We know that reducing sugar will certainly decrease your risk of diabetes.
It will also reduce your child's risk of obesity and other chronic medical conditions.
If it was a small amount, we could utilize it. But when you have high amounts of sugar, especially fructose, that is converted to fat.
Dr. Bide says to look for ways to reduce sodium, too. Add more fruits and vegetables to meals and snacks. Make sure your student is getting a good night's sleep. And remember,
just making that small intervention can make a big difference.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Michael Harrison interview appears every week at mhinterview.com. This week, you have Marianne Williamson as a guest. Will you tell us about that and her?
Well, Marianne Williamson's the only presidential candidate that I've gone out of my way to have an interview with. I don't like interviewing politicians. They have canned speeches, and they avoid questions, and they basically want to use you. But I don't see her. I don't see her as a presidential candidate. I see her as a colorful talk media figure who's running for president. The fact that she's running on a platform of peace and love is intriguing to me. She's a huge, huge personality with a large following. She's very exciting to watch at the pulpit. She's spiritual. She's a really cool woman. And as a result, I had a chance to do an interview with her, and it's very interesting. It's mhinterview.com. I say right up front, I'm not endorsing her. I don't even know she'll be a good president, but she sure is somebody that whose voice
it
should be heard.
Is absolutely. Yep. You know? She did a talk radio show for a while. And because of her viewpoint, I don't think it worked as well as it might have. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
By now we turn to another very familiar voice in the world of News Talk Radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has been around not just as a lawyer and a college prof, but he had his own successful radio program. He's a podcast. I think now he founded Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams that are around everywhere. I wonder if there were any Halloween scams. I was thinking about that the other day. When there were things that people should be aware of. I mean, there's always some kind of new torture that people are getting subjected to because of the whole business of what we're exposed to with our devices.
Yeah, we're so vulnerable technologically to all kinds of identity theft scams and other scams because of our electronic devices. And, you know, the scammers are always taking advantage of whatever is happening or in the news. But I got to admit, when you mention Halloween, outside of maybe some, phony Halloween costumes that might be expensive you could get online, I think that may be one of the few holidays that isn't a scammer's holiday predominantly.
Yeah, I suppose maybe. Maybe I worry about. Are there many examples? I don't want to spend too much time on this, but as a lawyer, have you seen or involved yourself in any cases where somebody got, in terms of Halloween, some bad candy or they had a bad experience and they wanted to go after whoever the person or persons were the responsible for it?
No, you know, it sounds like it would be the kind of thing that you might expect to see, but I haven't seen any cases like that. I mean, right now when we're looking at scams, you know, the horrible fires out in California, every time there is a natural disaster, Americans really step up to try and help with charitable assistance, and that's where the scammers are in there with phony charities that will lure you into thinking you're helping someone who's in California fighting for their life, and instead you're lining the pockets of a scammer.
Yep. All right, number three this week on the talk radio countdown is the presidential race. I noticed that Elizabeth Warren has released a program, a plan, if you will, a Medicare for All plan that promises not to raise middle-class taxes. How do you raise or not raise taxes on a specific group? Wouldn't that be seen as something that's illegal?
No, in the sense that, you know, that was why we actually had to have an amendment to the Constitution to allow for the income tax, and the income tax is a progressive tax that does choose if it wishes to tax higher earning individuals more. I mean, you and I both live in Massachusetts, where there is a flat percentage. Exactly. And there are a lot of taxes here, but the rich don't get taxed any more than the middle class because it's the same percentage. That's not the situation when it comes to the federal income tax, which has different levels. So, at least theoretically what she's saying is viable. Whether it is practical or anything that could get by a Congress is a whole nother question, right. But at least it is legal.
All right, let me stick with one other sort of political thing for a moment, and it has legal ramifications. As you know, I do a program called The American Family Farmer, focusing on the farm and food and families and that sort of thing. And one of the things this week we came upon was a discussion of farm bankruptcies, which are up 25% from even a year ago because of the trade war and other things.
Yep.
And there are groups of farmers who want to sue the government. But can you sue the government? I've forgotten whether...
You can sue anybody. Can you do it successfully? Will it get thrown out of court because you don't have standing? Yeah, I mean, I knew a case, a digitus corpus extraterrestrial, where someone filed a lawsuit to compel the government to release the bodies of the aliens being held against their constitutional right to freedom of travel in Roswell, New Mexico. They filed it, but they didn't get very far.
No. Katie Hill, is she going to get very far? She's out of... a job, so to speak, but can she sue her husband? I guess it was the one who posted those naked pictures of her. Is there a lawsuit here someplace?
Perhaps. And, you know, part of the thing is the pictures may have come from her husband's phone or computer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he posted them. And it could be that he got hacked. That's what his father actually is saying. He's making no comments at this time. We do have laws to prevent revenge porn, but they're very, very difficult to enforce.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on this week's...
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.